welcome, thank you. Superintendent Goggin and Mr. Ward, I appreciate you having me here. I have to be here by law. For those of you in the room who may not be aware, I always like to, I know that members of the school board are aware of this, but I do just like to point out for the record that Westlake Ward Public Library is what's known as a school district library. And so while the library has a 7-member board that is responsible for the overall operations of the library, including budgeting, strategic planning, policies and procedures, we are, the Westlake School District does serve as our taxing authority. And that means anytime that we go to the ballot, we do need to go through the school board for that. And also, the school board is in charge of overseeing our tax budget. And the tax budget is the estimated budget that we think we will have in 2018. And so what we do is we take the projections as we have them at this point, and we take the estimated revenues, and we estimate our expenses, and we put together the tax budget. It goes to you all for approval. Upon your approval, it is sent to the Cuyahoga County Budget Commission. Then later in the year, when we get to our final, our permanent budget, we do send that into the, directly to the County Budget Commission. But it's this stage at which the school board approves our tax budget and sends it through. So our tax budget for 2018, as of now, we are certainly anticipating a very similar budget to what we have been used to working with, and that is about a $5 million budget. The library has had a very, I'd say, static budget over the last 5, 6, 7 years, and that's because our levy of 2.8 mills has been in force for 8 years now, and that amount has been consistent over those years. The money that we get from the state is down a little bit as, over those years, but not significantly enough to cause us any major concerns at this point. So when we think about 2018, probably the most significant thing about that budget is in December of 18, that's when our current 5-year levy will run out. And again, for folks in the House that may not be aware, our levy is a little different than yours. As opposed to being a continuing levy, we have a finite levy, which is at a 5-year mark. So every 5 years, our levy is either replaced or renewed or expires. And if it was to expire, we would lose that funding. So one of the things that you'll see towards the end of this year, going into 2018, is the library starting its levy campaign process to go back on the ballot. At this point in time, the Board of Trustees has not really met on that issue yet, so I can't really speak to what their wishes will be. And at this point, I probably should acknowledge that my one of my trustees, Bob Plants, is here with me this evening. But the board has not really worked on what that strategy will be. But our projections look good, that the amount of revenue that we have been generating is doing well to cover our costs. We continue to spend less than we bring in, which seems like a silly thing to say, but when you're with public financing, you need to be aware of those issues. Our budget percentages continue to be similar from year to year, with the largest share being in personnel. And then we divide it into 3 categories, really: personnel, our materials collection, and then everything else. Our materials collection, we spend about $700,000 a year purchasing materials, and over the years, the one significant area that continues to grow is e-materials. So downloadable books, downloadable audios, those kinds of things continue to be a major purchase for us, and going into 2018, you'll probably see even more of that. Other things to look for in 2018 is continuing to work on our partnerships, and particularly with the schools. I know that there's been a lot of talk in this town about the land west of the library, alternately known as the library soccer fields, even though they weren't the library soccer fields, also known as Kmart, also known as. But we're very thrilled that the school will be moving in next door, and all of the opportunity that presents us. And while the school won't open until 2019, we know that 2018 will be a great opportunity for us to have discussions about ways that we can work together. I'm very excited about that. So things that are happening in this year that will happen also in 18, they're really just getting rolling now. One of them is a partnership with many different organizations called Continuing the Conversation. As you know, all throughout Cuyahoga County and really America, the issue of opiate addiction, and that problem is first and foremost for a lot of folks. And so what you see is a lot of programs, and Westlake did this a couple of years ago, the Hidden in Plain Sight program, which was an unbelievably eye-opening and important program. And it showed you how to identify signs that your children may be have substance abuse issues or problems. After the program was over, then we didn't really do anything. And so this program is aimed at continuing the conversation. So it will be every month a new program extending into 2018, addressing around the issues of mental health awareness and substance abuse issues. Part of the group that we put together includes Westlake PTA. It includes teachers and administrators from the district. Beth D'Agostino from Lee Burnison Middle School is serving on our committee, as well as Scott Forkamp. It's just really great to have that input. We also have students that are sitting on that panel to help us make the right decisions about the programs that we're going to be offering. So we'll continue that through 2018. We are starting up this year a music festival in Westlake at the library that I envision in the next several years growing to epic proportions. And I do view the school as a key component in that, particularly with your site next door. I think that'll be a great opportunity for collaboration. We continue to deliver books directly to your schools when your teachers and librarians and media center folks call the library and say, I need this stuff in my classroom. We're delivering it right to your doorstep. That got started this year, and I just see it growing and continuing to be a great thing in 2018. The other thing that we're just now embarking on and will really be key for 2018 and forward is our strategic planning process. We have mailed out surveys. We mailed out a thousand print surveys, and we already have a 30% response rate on that print survey. So in addition, we're running an online survey and also at the library. So we anticipate getting a lot of community feedback about the direction that they would like to see their library go. And that will coincide with whatever plans we have for our library. At this point, I would be willing to take any questions about our budget or anything that's happening over at the library.
No questions, just thank you as always for all the work that you put in to make sure that we have a strong partnership. We love the programs that you do at the library. I know you work so often with our staff members to make sure that kids and families have resources, so thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's a great partnership, and the school has just always been a fantastic ally with the library. And we have the same mission to educate, right? Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mingles, I'll just say thank you, thank the board, thank the library for all the important work that you do. We certainly appreciate the collaboration, the cooperation, the partnership, what you do for typical citizens, and also sometimes I'll mention what you do for special needs citizens. Thanks for all the work that you do.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the Westlake Porter Public Library 2017 tax budget?
So moved. Second.
Any other questions or discussion? Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, looks like you're going to be right back up here. At this time, we have the Citizens Advisory Committee report.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the district. The Citizens Advisory Committee's topic this year centered around pre-secondary academic counseling, but also includes related counseling topics.
The topic statement
that the board approved last fall was, quote, Westlake High School students have many opportunities for enhancing their learning beyond the traditional model, such as College Credit Plus, which is exciting, but also overwhelming. Our project will seek to determine the best practices for guiding students throughout their academic career, including the timing of the initiation of academic counseling and the substance of pre-secondary academic guidance, end quotes, called guidance counselor, are no longer used to describe the school counseling services. Instead, the terms of counseling, academic counseling, career counseling, or personal counseling are used to describe their services and activities. Westlake High School students have broad educational opportunities beyond traditional classroom instruction. But with these expansive opportunities, the district has additional challenges, namely communication. How can the district best inform students and their families about these opportunities? This year's CAC project sought to determine how well the district has communicated those opportunities to students and their families, as well as determining the best practices for guiding students throughout their academic career. Through separate online surveys, we sought to assess both student and parent awareness of educational opportunities. We asked when and how students became aware of opportunities, including AP, Credit Flex, Career Tech, College Credit Plus, and IB. We asked respondents if counseling prior to high school influenced their choice of high school classes and how well informed they felt about those academic opportunities. Finally, we asked respondents what additional educational opportunities they would like to see in the high school. Our study of the best practices include the timing of the initiation of academic counseling
and the substance
of pre-secondary academic counseling. We examined counseling programs at similar nearby public schools, districts, as well as local private schools. We studied the private schools to see if any aspects of their counseling programs could be utilized within the budgetary constraints of a public school district. We looked at graduating class size, the percentage of graduates going on to college, and students to counselor ratios. We also polled schools about their own best practices. What are they doing that makes them successful? I now turn the microphone over to my esteemed colleague, Karen Ryan.
We developed questionnaires through Google Forms, so the surveys were administered through online schools. For the students, we set up Chromebooks for 3 days in the rotunda at the high school, available for them during lunch periods. They could, at their leisure, come on over, sit down, log in, answer less than 30 questions. It took them about 4 minutes. We took responses from 271 students, which was just about 23% response rate, which we're very pleased with. For the parents, we invited them to take their parent survey through district emails. The survey, their online survey, was available for about 3 weeks. We got 226 responses from the Westlake High School district families, which was a very similar response rate at about 23%. Full survey results are provided in our written report, but for the purposes of tonight's presentation, I want to share some of what we consider as key findings. In both surveys, as Tom mentioned previously, we asked about awareness, when and how they, as a student or as a parent, learned about these 5 educational opportunities. To demonstrate the breadth of response that we received, we're going to take a closer look at the awareness of AP classes versus the awareness of Career Tech and West Shore. For the students, as you'll see on the left-hand side, with the question of when did you first learn about AP classes, they had a multiple choice question. It was elementary school, DIS, Parkside, LBMS, middle school, Westlake High School, or being unfamiliar. The top student response for when did you first learn was at middle school at 39%. The follow-up question was, how did you learn about these AP classes? and the top response was family member at 40%, followed by counselor at 31%. For the parents, when we asked them, when did you first learn about AP classes, we asked what, again, a multiple choice question about when they had, was it what their student was attending, elementary school, DIS, LBMS, high school, or were they unfamiliar? The top response was similar to the students in that it was while they had a child attending at Lake Murchison, and that was 35% of the responses. And then how did they first learn about the AP classes? It was through district communications, was the top response at 31%, followed by friends and neighbors at 26%. So when I asked about Career Tech in West Shore, the students first learned about it when they were in high school. 74% of them, that was the first time they heard about this opportunity. How did they learn? They learned from their counselors at 50% of the responses, and the district accounted for, by district I mean communications, if it's all encompassing. That was 30% of how they learned. Interestingly, for the parents, 57% of them said they were unfamiliar with Career Tech in West Shore. For those who responded in a way that indicated that they were familiar, they learned about it while a student was, one of their kids was attending Westlake High School. We asked them how did they learn about Career Tech, similar to the, its kind of sister question, they were unfamiliar as they hadn't learned about it, so they couldn't describe how they had, whereas the next was through the district communications at 16%. Had learned. Looking at other questions and responses, a key finding in the parent survey, we asked, did the pre-high school academic counseling your family received through Westlake City Schools influence the choice of your high school classes? 64% of them said no, 36% said yes. When those parents were then asked, do you have a child enrolled in any of these programs? Another good indicator of awareness of a program. Only 3% were familiar with Credit Flex or Career Tech, or had kids enrolled, 10% had kids enrolled in IB, 37% in College Credit Plus, and 83% had students enrolled in AP. Next question we want to look and present to you, look at a little closer, is as a guardian or parent, how informed do you feel about course offerings in high school? 55% said they were adequately informed. 40% said not informed, whereas 5% said very well informed. We asked the students, what is your preferred method of communication with school counselors? 67% of them said in person, followed by email at 17%. We're not surprising that text got on there. No Snapchat answers. We had two fill-in questions in each survey. So open for comment. We asked them, both parents and students, what other educational activities would you like to see at the high school? Couple things just floated right to the top. One was real life skills. They were actually right, that was the answer. Real life skills, life skills. And we lumped that also in with home ec, shop, personal financing. Kids are interested in that. They also had quite the list of new classes. New classes, language, maybe depth in already a topic that's offered at the high school. And then that we had at least 20 that said nothing. They had nothing, no other ideas to offer. For the parents, they responded similarly. Real life skills, again and again. Shop, home ec, cooking, personal, how to balance a checkbook. Those all came up. As well as more and different types of class. The second fill-in question was, are there any ways in which Westlake City Schools could improve the high school course selection process? The top comments were communication and awareness. Primarily, comments were directed to their depth of understanding, talking about the need for ways to better learn what classes entail, what classes are available to them, and perhaps earlier discussions. The parents responded similarly. They also were looking for more communication and awareness, as well as parental involvement, more individualized attention for the students, including early mapping of a high school study plan. I'm now going to turn it over to Laura to discuss what they found when talking to the other schools.